program is sponsored by Faith Victory Church.
Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Derby, your family at Faith Picture Church, right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky. And just delighted to be able to share with you the truths of God's Word once again. Luke 1:37 says, "With God nothing shall be impossible." And welcome again to Power of Faith on this terrific Thursday. And in the studio once again, I have my sister in the Lord, Lisa Bates Corio. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I've just been enjoying spending this time with you this week.
Me too.
On this subject of praise and worship.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been talking about a lot about what it is to be a praise and worship leader, mm-hmm. right? But we have listeners out there that aren't called to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to praise and worship the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, praise, the Bible says, shuts the devil up.
Yes.
Stills the avenger.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of times, it's hard mm-hmm. to press. You know, the Bible says, bring a sacrifice of praise.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't feel like praising?
Yes.
Or
many, many times.
Yeah. So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, you can't listen to your emotions at all.
Yeah.
And so we walk by faith and not by sight. So you have to look at what the Word of God says, and that will give you the motivation to praise God. That's what God is always there for us. So whenever I'm in situations like that, I know what, you have to know what the Word of God says, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Lord, I know what your Word says. You never leave me nor forsake me. Mm-hmm. I belong to Jesus. I'm going to praise you.
So even if your feelings are going,
yeah.
you might have tears streaming down
exactly.
your face or fear staring you
yes.
in the face,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You're going to lift your hands or whatever,
right.
or you're going to shout,
right.
or you're going to praise the Lord.
Yes.
By faith.
By faith. And one of the scriptures comes to me a lot. And you know the scriptures when they was in the boat and the storm came
yeah.
and Peter got up and walked on the water.
Yeah.
God uses that scripture with me a lot. And you can relate that to different areas of your life. So when that storm is going on, when all this stuff that you're talking about is going on and you're in that boat, you got to get up. And you got to focus on Jesus. You can't look
good.
At the storm. You got to focus on Jesus. Because as long as you're sitting in the boat, you're just looking at
the
storm.
You're going to get tossed around.
You're going to get tossed around and all of that. So you have to get out of the boat and just know Jesus is right there. And then when Peter did kind of look at it, Jesus reached his hand out and picked him up. God is always with us. So that's the motivation. Knowing that God is always with you will encourage you to praise him. You have to know he will never leave you nor forsake you. And another thing that God always brings to me too that helps me through that, even when it's your fault. You know, the scripture that says that in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When you read that whole chapter, I love that. This is what the Lord gave to me. Lisa, you remember when you was a little girl in your neighborhood, if you threw rocks across the street, Miss Mary down the street said, "Thelma, those children throwing rocks across the street." And the other people had the right to come and discipline you.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, I'm not like that." And that's what that scripture means. I'm the only one who can discipline you, even when you do wrong. So that always come to me when I'm going through situations where it's hard to praise him. Even if I did something wrong, well, I have to repent. Well, Lord, I shouldn't have said that to them, you know, or if I'm worrying about something, mm-hmm. you know, God don't want us to worry. Mm-hmm. He says that we're to bring our prayers with him with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that word in thanksgiving is an act of praise. Mm-hmm. Praise and worship is an action. It's an action. It's a motivation of a heart, and it's an action. So when you're in those situations like that, just know, if you're out there listening, just know that God is with you all the time. Mm-hmm. And so when you understand that, you can go to him like Peter did in the midst of a storm, and you can just focus on him and say, I'm going to praise you. Many times when I was crying, I got up and danced.
It says here in Isaiah 60, God, yeah. Dance, yeah.
While I was crying.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time we were behind, back before our church was debt-free. We had a mortgage on the church, and we were 3 months behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, you believe that you received that? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. He said, you don't act like it.
Wow.
And he said, won't you get up from behind your desk? I was over in my office. And dance. I didn't feel like it, Lisa.
No, sometimes you don't.
And I got up and I did a half-hearted dance.
Yes.
And the Lord said, what is that? And I got mad. I said, you want to see a dance? I'll show you a dance. I went wild. Not only did the church catch up, we were totally debt-free in a matter of just a few months after that. But see, that spirit of heaviness, this is in Isaiah 61. That he's given us a garment of praise.
Yes, thank you,
Lord. For the spirit of heaviness.
Yes, yes. And we got to use that garment.
Oh, yeah.
And see, the thing with your story there, you obey God, which goes back to worship. Remember, we talked about that the other day. So that obedience to God and praising him is so important to obey God, because that is worship unto God. It's when you do it like that. Many times I've been in situations where in the natural, there was no reason for me to praise God, but the cares of this life will justify itself and tell you, and it makes a lot of sense. Well, what are you praising God for? You got this bill to pay. You know, it's okay for you to be sad about that. You know, so you cannot let them justify themselves to you.
And you're going to get up in front of a bunch of people and lead praise and worship.
Yes, 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 yes. But see, we have that authority with God. When you're going through those situations, especially in ministry, many times I had to say, look, demons from hell, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm going to worship you, Lord God. I thank you for the grace. Mm-hmm. I remember your teaching years ago on grace and righteousness. Mm-hmm. And those times when you need to use that revelation, and it will cause you to praise God too. You have that revelation of your righteousness and the grace of God, powerful weapons will cause you. I'm going to praise you anyway, God, because you're going to help me through this.
What just came up inside of me? Let God arise.
Yeah.
And is in it.
And it's, I remember it was a song years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember in the body of Christ, a lot of songs were scripturally based.
That's right.
We need to get back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but at any rate, yeah, when you're in those times, you better praise God. Like the walls of Jericho, when they came down, I mean, they walked around. You said the other day about being real loud and worship, real praise. They praised loudly. Mm-hmm. They were shouting. And those walls came down. Why? Because they obeyed God and they used their weapon of praise and it defeated the enemy.
Well, when Jehoshaphat and all the people were surrounded by three, you know, different enemies, you know, the word of the Lord came.
Yes.
And said, you know, the battle's not yours. Set yourselves still and see the salvation of the Lord. So what did Jehoshaphat do? He sent out the singers in front of where God told them to go. And when they began to sing,
God
said, I am.
Yes.
And that's what we need.
I love that scripture.
We need to understand.
Yes.
You know, like say we're in the church four walls, or we're in our hotel four walls, or we're in the car, or we're in our house,
home,
or wherever. But God's not just limited to the three walls.
That's right.
And when we begin to lift our voices and we begin to praise, angels are moving through the house.
That's right.
Right? And God, you know, when, before we moved into the house where we've been for over 20 years now, we were living in a condo and we saw this house. And, when we inquired about it, there was already a contract given. There was already the deposit had already been made. It was a done deal. And I got in front of God and I said, God, you showed us that house.
Wow.
And he said this, Lisa. He said, you and Alberta praised me for 1 hour straight. We shut the phones off. We wouldn't answer the door, nothing. We put a CD in that we like, and we got I'm talking Holy Ghost praising, shouting, beeping, dancing. 40 minutes into that, the Lord said, it's done.
Wow.
And so I said, I told Alberta, I said, it's finished. And then the Lord said, don't do nothing till noon on Monday. This is on Friday. So we went ahead and finished out that hour of praising the Lord. And it was a long weekend. To make a long story short, it's 5 minutes till noon on Monday. I got my landline phone. I got my cell phone. And I'm waiting for I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we get a call from the security at the gate and said, there's a lady here who wants to talk to you. And all of a sudden, I can hear this voice, Philip, I want you to have that house.
Wow.
I said, put her on the phone. And she said, I couldn't rest all weekend.
Wow.
That is your house. Can you meet me there in 10 minutes? So we drove down there. And she said, I told the people, I ripped up the check, ripped up the contract. I said, you can take me to court if you want to, but that house belongs to the Durbin.
Wow. That's amazing.
Praise.
That's amazing.
Ambushments.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's where we've been for.
That's awesome. You know, Pastor Philip, when you're speaking, it reminds me of so many times, God, I have house testimonies too, you know. And when you're praising God, and when you said that, I feel led to share this. It might help somebody. I remember when I moved out of the house that I had. That I moved in years ago when I was after a divorce. And so when I had to move again, first of all, God gave me that house. Long story. But when I moved again, I had all this furniture, really nice furniture. And so I was going to have a yard sale. So the Lord, and I was praising God like what you were saying. The Lord said, do you want money or do you want to honor me? You want to praise me or honor me? I said, praise you, honor me. The obedience and praise and worship, all that goes together, like we're saying. So I put a sign out for free. Free. And this woman comes up and she's can barely speak English. So we filled the truck up. My cousin moving me. He's like, you gonna give all this furniture? Yeah, God told me to. Gave her everything, furnished the house for her. Right after that, moving to the apartment I was going in, God provided all the money. Someone called me. I'm buying all the furniture. I moved in the house. They paid all the deposit, everything. So the Lord said, because I obeyed him and I was like you're saying, how can you praise God? Are you going through something financially, whatever? The exact same thing. So I hope that makes sense to somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you may be in a housing situation right now.
Yes.
And get your praise on.
Yeah.
Call our prayer line, 502-597-4357. Tell the prayer minister there that you were listening to Pastor Philip and Lisa talk about housing. And you want prayer and agreement for your housing situation to change and keep your praise on. I know it can be difficult, but like Lisa said, praising by faith, praising through the tears, praising through the fear, praising through that storm. Stay focused on the Lord by faith because he's always there with us. And so don't hesitate. This is important. Where you live is important, not only to you, but to your family and to God. And so call that number, 502-597-4357. You need that sanctuary. You need that upgrade. You don't need to be, being evicted and moved from here to there and everywhere. God has a settled place for you, prepared for you. Call that number, 502-597-4357. Lisa, thank you for being with me again today.
Good to be here.
And until tomorrow, this is Pastor Philip and Lisa Bates Corio reminding you that Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. You be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to Power of Faith. This program relies on your prayers and financial support. You can contact them today at 502-875-7886. Or if you'd like to visit Faith Victory Church in person, you can visit them at 122 East Broadway in Frankfort. For more information, visit their website at faithvictorychurch.us. And when you do, please be sure to mention that you heard them on 99.1 FM WJMM.
WJMM FM Keene. WJMM.